What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I call on Congress to provide the women who have been victimized by Epstein with a public hearing specifically centered around the survivors.
Will this start with Donald Trump sitting his ass down and testifying, Melania?
Give these victims their opportunity to testify under oath in front of Congress with the power of sworn testimony.
If I didn't know any better, I would say that Donald Trump is going down due to what Melania is saying. All right, totally unprompted, totally unscheduled. Nobody even asked for this, but Melania Trump just came out and did a 20-minute press conference solely about Jeffrey Epstein and her relationship, or as she claims, her lack of relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. Now, the reality is, unfortunately for Melania, we have multiple photos of her and Trump standing next to Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein. I can assure you guys, the photo on screen now is not manipulated. It is not AI in any manner. While there are many fake images floating around, this one has been around for over a decade, maybe even two at this point. Melania Trump hung around a lot of the circles that Jeffrey Epstein was in, and there are even conflicting reports about Jeffrey Epstein introducing Melania to Trump. A lot of people close to them have confirmed this. Some have tried to dispute it. I think that Melania Trump knew exactly what was happening to the extent that Trump did. They both understood what was going on with Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. They both understood the dynamic that was going on between these two, in which Ghislaine would kind of lure young girls because she's a woman herself, and then Jeffrey Epstein was like the dude who was pulling all the strings behind the scenes. Just disgusting. And we know that Trump was aware of this. Based on the emails that Epstein sent before he died, he laid out how Donald Trump knew what was happening. So after all of this, after over a year of back and forth of Pam Bondi being fired because, you know, 12 months ago she said the files are on her desk, Melania Trump comes out with a random, unexpected presser and begins talking about Jeffrey Epstein. I've watched about half of this, but I realized I wanted to react to it with you guys. We've covered every single second of this together. So let's break down together First Lady Melania Trump giving an entire speech, not about saving the children, not about protecting people, not about like better, healthier food choices like Michelle Obama did. No, about Jeffrey Epstein. Make sure you drop a like and double check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. Let's check out the first clip right here.
The lies linking me with the disgraceful Jeffrey Epstein need to end today. The individuals lying about me are devoid of ethical standards, humility, and respect. I do not object to their ignorance, but rather I reject their mean-spirited attempts to defame my reputation. I never been friends with Epstein. Donald and I were invited to the same parties as Epstein from time to time, since overlapping in social circles is common in New York City and Palm Beach. To be clear, I never had a relationship with Epstein or his accomplice, Maxwell.
I don't think anybody in the Trump family has any high ground to talk about defamatory or demeaning mean statements. Donald Trump dances on the grave of every political opponent that dies, even if it's just Rob Reiner, who was brutally murdered. Donald Trump called Ted Cruz's dad the Zodiac Killer, has made incredibly insane remarks throughout his entire career, and all we're saying is, hey, there's a weird amount of photos of Melania Trump seen on the left and Jeffrey Epstein seen on the right. There are a weird number of photos of these two together. What about this one? Dear G, how are you? Nice story about Jeffrey Epstein and NY Mag. You look great on the picture. I know you're very busy flying all over the world. How is Palm Beach? I cannot wait to go down. Give me a call when you're in New York. Have a great time. Love, Melania. That was an email sent by Melania to Ghislaine Maxwell about Jeffrey Epstein. Melania Trump then goes on to clarify she is not Epstein's victim and Epstein did not introduce her to Donald Trump. Okay. Who is claiming that Melania Trump was a victim of Epstein? If this is some conspiracy that is floating out there, I'm not privy to it. My claim was never that Melania Trump was a victim of Epstein, but just that she was friends with him and very, very close to what he was doing. My claim is not even that Melania Trump was in some Ghislaine Maxwell type position where she was funneling children in. I'm just saying she at the very least knew everything that was happening and shut her mouth about it, which is very, very sickening. But for her to randomly come out and say, I am not Epstein's victim. It's like, dog, I wasn't even accusing you of that. You're just randomly defending yourself now.
My polite reply to her email doesn't amount to anything more than a trivial note. I am not Epstein's victim. Epstein did not introduce me to Donald Trump. I met my husband by chance at the New York City party in 1998. This initial encounter with my husband is documented in a detail in my book, Melania.
Oh, okay, so her source is herself. This is like when police officers investigate themselves and find no wrongdoing. Your source for how you met Trump is quite literally a book that you wrote a year ago, and you just said that you met Epstein and you were with Epstein at many different parties. So it could follow that when you met Trump at this party as well, it was an Epstein party or something of the sort. But again, Melania Trump is coming out and responding to things that no one was really actively thinking about. To me, it's odd to come out and say, I was not his victim. I did not traffic kids and I did not meet my husband at an Epstein party. It's like, dude, no one was really even actively thinking about this until you came out very defensively. It makes you wonder what she's trying to distract from, what she's guilty about, what she's trying to lie about, or maybe if she's kind of just trying to throw Trump under the bus. I mean, she'll continue on about this, talking about how there are people in the files who do need to be held accountable, but just not her.
The first time I crossed paths with Epstein was in the year 2000 at an event Donald and I attended together. At the time, I had never met Epstein and had no knowledge of his criminal undertakings. Numerous fake images and statements about Epstein and me have been circulating on social media for years now. Be cautious about what you believe. These images and stories are completely false. I'm not a witness or a name witness in connection with any of Epstein's crimes. My name has never appeared in court documents, depositions, victim statements, or FBI in interviews surrounding the Epstein matter.
Dude, this is insane to me. It almost reads like Melania Trump was so displeased with the way Donald has been explaining this, was so displeased with the way public perception about the Epstein files have been, that she wanted to come out, Trump be damned, and clear her own name. There is almost no shot Donald Trump greenlit this, right? No way Trump was like, yeah, go live and talk about the Epstein files for 20 minutes and resurface this. I mean, right now with the ceasefire falling through, maybe Trump would rather have the Epstein files back in the news cycle. But here is her continuing to say, I've never been on Epstein's plane. I was not a participant. I did not go to his private island. Dude, is this like some sort of deposition? Why is she sitting here in a lawyer-like way and just denying all of these comments? Hillary Clinton did this under forceful deposition. Melania is just doing
it. About what you believe. These images and stories are completely false. I'm not a witness or a name witness in connection with any of Epstein's crimes. My name has never appeared in court documents, depositions, victim statements, or FBI in interviews surrounding the Epstein matter. I have never had any knowledge of Epstein's abuse of his victims. I was never involved in any capacity I was not a participant, was never on Epstein's plane, and never visited his private island. I have never been legally accused or convinced of a crime in connection with Epstein's sex trafficking, abuse of minors, and other repulsive behavior. The false smears about me from mean-spirited and politically motivated individuals and entities looking to cause damage to my...
The mean-spirited attacks. I'm sorry, honey. You entered American politics with your husband and have stuck by perhaps the most mean-spirited person in all of American politics. Now, when you're caught hanging around Jeffrey Epstein, you flip that and say, I don't want to be attacked or associated with the very same husband I have stuck by. It's almost like the administration is so desperate to distract you from the Iran war that they're now talking more about Jeffrey Epstein. This is out of control.
Behavior. The false smears about me from mean-spirited and politically motivated individuals and entities looking to cause damage to my good name, to gain financially and climb politically, must stop. My attorneys and I have fought these unfound and baseless lies with success and will continue to maintain my sound reputation without hesitation.
Jesus Christ. Let me introduce you all to the Streisand effect in real time. The more Melania tries to deny or suppress the story, the more I'm going to read to you all this email. Dear Ghislaine, how are you? Nice story about Jeffrey Epstein and NY Mag. You look great on the picture. I know you are very busy flying all over the world. How is Palm Beach? I cannot wait to go down. Give me a call when you're back in New York. This is more than overlapping social circles. This is a genuine connection. Now, here is Melania Trump saying it's time for Congress to act. My question to Melania is, are you going to tell your husband to testify? Are you going to tell your husband to sit in the same deposition as the Clintons did? Are you going to tell him to tell his side of the story?
Okay. Now is the time for Congress to act. Epstein was not alone. Several prominent male executives resigned from their powerful positions after this matter became widely politicized. Of course, this doesn't amount to guilt, but we still must work openly and transparently to uncover the truth. I call on Congress to provide the women who have been victimized by Epstein with a public hearing specifically centered around the survivors.
Will this start with Donald Trump sitting his ass down and testifying, Melania?
Give these victims their opportunity to testify under oath in front of Congress with the power of sworn testimony.
If I didn't know any better, I would say that Donald Trump is going down due to what Melania is saying.
Each and every woman should have her day to tell her story in public if she wishes, and then her testimony should be permanently entered into the congressional record. Then, and only then, we will have the truth. Thank you.
Wow, Melania Trump coming out with perhaps some of the most fiery words about the Epstein class in the Republican Party in months. We now have Marjorie Taylor Greene and Melania Trump, the two most unlikely figures around Donald, pushing for more transparency regarding Epstein. I'm going to continue to cover this every single day. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.